God bless you.
God bless you, Rosie.
Again, we must say what a privilege and a joy it is to be here among you once again. It makes Marcello feel so humble to be in the presence of those who love one another so much and who love you, God, in such a dedicated way that you seek to serve him so well. And it was because of this brother Gustus Emmanuel asked the instrument if we may hear these words: the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world, and they who dwell therein. I want you to think of this. I want you to think hard about these just four lines I have recited for you. And as you think of this, I want you to think of the questions you are about to ask Marcello. But first, I will have my scudo's words before you begin. And I will talk with you about these four lines of words. They are simple words. And they are words so simple. They bring and bear a simple truth. But what is the magnitude of these truths they bear? What does it hold? How much of this and of you does it embrace? The earth is the Lord's. So easy and quick to say. So easy to dismiss. But it means to you and really to all of mankind. You are living in a borrowed place. You are living in a place which has been blessed and allotted to you so that you may progress and evolve in a material way. How many times have I spoken with you of all the beauty which is in this earth? All that it has to offer man, all the many blessings beneath its soil and above, this is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof is for you to enjoy, is for you to live within this fullness and the richness of this God-given gift to mankind, a place to evolve, a place to grow, a place to be one's self, a place to discover one's self, and to know one's self. And as the prophets of old time said, prepare ye the way, prepare ye the way for the coming of the Lord. What did I mean by this? Is he coming? Is he going to be born again? Have I not also told you in the past instructions? When we talk of a Christmas, when every day is a Christmas day, because every day a child is born. And have I not also said to you, to look into the eyes of a child is to look into the eyes of God. To touch the hand of a child is to touch the hand of God. For he is born within you. He is manifested in you. And so this is why the prophets of old time would say to you, prepare ye the way for the coming of the Lord. Prepare your spirit, prepare your body, prepare your life, prepare your all for the coming of the realization of the God power which is within you. This is what they were saying. This is what they were trying to tell these many, many people who would gather and listen in the temples and in the fields and on the roadsides. They were trying to prepare them so that they could receive within themselves the realization that God is within. The Master Christ spoke of this many times. He tried so hard to make mankind understand that the Father is in you and you are in the Father. And as he said, as I have done, greater things shall ye do also in my name. Why in his name? Because he knows he was the Son of God. He was the Messiah. He was the saint to portray God here on earth. He was the saint to portray the living God, the love of God, the power of God, the trust of God, and the compassion of God here on earth. And so now, let us put this all together into one. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. And the earth, and all they that dwelleth therein. This includes you. You are the Lord's. You are his children. You are his disciples on earth, for as long as you will go about your fellow men, teaching, uplifting, healing, demonstrating the different aspects of his love here on earth, because of this, you are his disciples now, here on earth. You are, as I have said many times, his emissaries here in this evil-struck earth plane. And because of your love of God, because of your desire to serve him, because of your need to fulfill yourselves in him, he will reward you openly. He will bless you in your everyday. Maybe not in a way that you would wish to be blessed. As again, as I have said many times before, not all those things which are of ill that befall you are ill. Many will come as the blessings in disguise. And although you will kick and struggle, there is nothing you can do to avoid these circumstances. There is nothing you can do to avoid the pain, nor the confusion, nor the trauma, nor the struggle, nor the fight. Because it is God's will, and it is his will because he wants you to experience these things. Know thine adversary. Is this not what the Master has said? And your adversary is not just another human being. Your adversary is all those things which seem adverse to your growth. Love it, forgive it, understand it, and you will find from it there is a seed from which you can grow again in a new aspect of thinking. And you will turn over in your hearts many times. Why does man destroy man? In so many ways. Accidentally, willfully, from pity or shame, for kindness, for all these things, men go on destroying men. What then will you say? Will it be the consequence of this? It is not the wrath of God they will face, but the wrath of their own hearts. The punishment brought about by their own conviction, by their own shame and their own guilt. Blessed is this earth, and blessed is the Lord your God. And blessed are those who seek him. And blessed are those who will serve him, no matter what. And many there will be who will torment you and curse you, and will persecute you, as again Christ said in his Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are ye when men will revile you and persecute you for my sake. The Lord knows of your needs, and he is your strength and your protection. And as long as you have the love of God in your hearts, and as long as you understand that indeed this earth upon which you live is the Lord's, and the fullness of its riches, of its blossoms, of its growth, of the food it will produce, of the bricks and the mortar it will produce, of the woods and the timber in which you can shelter yourself and feed yourself, even down to the jewels which grow in the earth, where you can sometimes perhaps pamper yourself. And even such as the Kararama, where man can take a block of this and create something for himself of beauty, which is of himself, and can reveal himself truly to the eyes of his fellow being. All these things are blessings of the Father. This is the fullness thereof, of this earth. And for all those who dwelleth therein, it shall be given, if you will seek in a holy way, if you will ask in a holy way, if you will see in yourselves not so much a perfect being, but one who is seeking perfection of his spirit, the cleansing of his inner being, brought to him through his love of his fellow men, through his ability to forgive and understand, through his love deep enough to create in his heart a compassion from which is born the power of healing and the power of prayer. You will look across your earth even now, and many nations there are who will rise up against one another. And because of this, those who would decry the Father will blame religions of all different denominations and creeds for this. But I just say to you, these are the doings of evil men who seek not only to destroy this earth and their fellow beings, and to destroy the peace and the wealth upon it, and to abuse it, but they seek to destroy faith in God, And so they blame the religions of this earth. It is not the religions. It is man's weakness towards himself and his own inhumanity towards mankind, which is a destroyer. But I really tell you now, in spite of all the upheavals and of all the wars and all the atrocities which are taking place upon this earth, slowly there is a move towards a peaceful existence and a coexistence between men of all nations. And those who have been blessed with the leadership of these nations are slowly beginning to come to understand the futility of great power in a destructive sense, simply because they fear their own destruction and the destruction of all they hold they need to them. And so the Spirit of God is moving within them, and they turn their hearts now to peaceful ways, more caring and sharing ways among the nations. And so it is, as I predicted to you a long time ago, this material world, this earth which is the Lord's, is slowly beginning to move now into a peaceful nations. And there will be a world peace predominant on this earth of yours. And why? Not because it is the will of man, but because it is the will of God. The earth is His, and therefore it is a holy place, a blessed place. And show me the man who can say to you quite honestly, there is nowhere I can turn on this earth and find peace. There is nowhere I can turn on this earth and find beauty in what I see. For there is the beauty in the eyes of everyone who will seek it. There is peace within the heart of anyone who will be still and know that God is within. No man can deny himself these things in truth. Lift up ye gates, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory will come in. Who is this King of Glory? He's the Lord God Almighty. He is the King of Glory. He is the King of your peace. And if you will lift up your hearts to Him, and if you will lift up your voice and be not ashamed, there is no need to cry nor wail in the streets, nor be solemn nor sanctimonious. Be joyous. Know that He is within you. Be yourself. And let others see God within you also, so that they may also turn within and find this very life force which is within them, the God power, pulsating through their being, through their spirit, just as it is in yours. Do these things. Remember what I have said to you, for I speak to you with a true and a humble heart. And I bless the very thought of your brother Gathas Emmanuel in choosing these words for you to study and consider tonight. For they are words which cover not just a few subjects, they are words which cover the whole of your being, not just your life. They cover your evolvement also. They cover your progression and the preparation for your progression. They cover all that you are, all that you seek to be. Just the four simple lines is all you need to remember and be blessed. I will not continue on anymore with this subject, but I want you to remember what I have said. I want you to take it into your heart and to receive it into your being and to allow it to wash over your spirit to bless you. And to enable you so it well to become the person you seek to become in God, a disciple of Christ, a bearer of His peace, and of His love, and of His trust. Are you all content with what I have said to you?
Yes, thank you.
Now, let us wake you up a little bit. You will talk with me now. Ask me what you will. I really seek to help you.
There is a question we would like you to give us your teaching of, to do with spiritual healing. What is it and what are the effects of spiritual healing?
Oh, for my body. It's so simple. It's a beautiful question. We have said through the instrument so many times, to heal is to love, and to love is to heal. I could end the answer to this question right there, and feel in my heart that I had said enough, Brother Christian, but I really what is the word? Elaborate on this for you. Is this correct
Elaborate.
I will try to help you to understand what is healing, what effect does it have. What effect, Brother Christopher, would you hope it had?
To heal the spirit. But I did wonder if it did more in a more physical sense.
See, it's so. You see, let us take a simple thing like a child, a bambino. Always they are very, very nosy little children, this. And they really put a finger on the fire and suddenly, oh dear me, is hot, and a mama will come and she will put the cold water on it and she will love him. She will caress him and hold her closer to him until his tears have subsided, and they will. But if the mama said, "Oh, go away, you silly little boy, you shouldn't have done it," then a child's pain will last so much longer. And not only this pain of his burning on a finger, but also the pain in his heart that his imam would not understand him and love him. Is this not so?
Very true.
So, when the Christ would see one who suffers, he would go to them, and he would love them, and he would bless them. And because of the great name, the magnificence of his aura, and of his presence, only born of the love he had already given to mankind and his ability to teach and understand, has made him such the one who is in pain or in distress of any kind, would come to him, knowing that he would love them, and knowing that love would make them feel so much better. But you see, God had to prove to man that love was the all-powerful thing. And so he gave power to the Christ, this one. And even the eyes of the blind would be opened, because it was the will of God that man should understand the power of God. And this being so, even now, today, just as a continuous reminder to man of the power of God, he will bless this earth with a miracle of healing. He will bless it with a miracle of love. And what is this miracle of healing? And this miracle of love? It's just as I have it described to you, Brother Christopher. When a mama loves a child, when a papa says to his son, and when he rubs his knee when he has fallen over, "Come on, knee, be a big man, like your daddy, like your papa. Be brave." And a little boy, knowing his papa loves him, and knowing that his papa is so strong, will in his own little way draw into his order from his papa's order strength, a will to put aside his pain, to put it from him. And so it is when Christ blessed the sick, they knew he loved them, and so they drew from his aura the power to put aside that which afflicted them and became whole. And just when you will touch someone, Brother Christy, or Sister Jacqueline, or Sister Wendy, or Sister Valerie, or Sister Maria, when you will touch someone, and you will love them with all the love in your heart for God, those whom you love will take from you or something of that love, and will draw it into them, and so put aside that which has afflicted them. Maybe not in its entirety, but gradually, as this power of love shows forth, after repeated occasions, truly the affliction will go according to the will of God. You understand this, Brother Christopher?
Yes, thank you,
Master. Is this answer for your question?
It is, thank you.
Do you now know what is a healing?
It's love.
The simple way of his saying, love ye one another, as he has loved you. What is he saying? Love one another and heal one another. For to love is to heal, and to heal is to love. Is it not so simple, Brother Christopher?
It is, for sure.
Being me, yeah. And is you content with what I have said?
Very much so.
Is to make an answer for your question?
Very much so.
Is anyone else who is bewildered by what I have said to you?
Yes.
See?
I'm not bewildered.
Just a little confused.
Last week, Marcelo,
see,
several of us, we went to listen to a lady who seemed to be deeply involved with esoteric healing. And she talked for a long, long time.
See?
And a lot of what she said was, well, most of what she said was way, way, way over the top of my head.
Me.
And she made it sound as if it was more involved than just love. She talked a lot about what I would call the mechanics of the chakras being in balance. It was very complicated. And I know Sister Maria and I have I first looked at a book that came through from another teacher, the Tibetan, and there were 10 enormous thick books on just one aspect. Where do the two tie in? Do you have to get involved in the mechanics of it all? Or is just to pray and to send your love? Is that doing the same job without all the headache? Sorry.
You have the put it all in a nutshell in those last few words. I listened with great interest with the instrument to this one. And I must confess, we spent more time talking to one another than we did listening to this one. Because we know her heart is a good and pure heart. And she is only being permitted to walk her pathway according to her understanding and according to her way of awareness. And I know that this appeals to those of like mind, Sister Valerie. But you see, there are those who are not of like mind and who are constantly trying to sort through the haystack for a pin. And suddenly they prick their finger when they went to walk away at the last minute. Sister Valerie, this esoteric healing you are talking of is really a way of thinking of healing, is not a way of healing. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
Healing is something of itself. Healing, as we have said, is love. But there are those who will try to involve the whole of their body, the physical body. And this loved one was talking. Forgive Marcello if I am wrong. But never once did I hear this child mention the God force within the spirit of the being.
She did actually
mention. I stand corrected. But never once did I hear this child say, God is the ultimate power over life, over love, and therefore over all it endows man with. Am I corrected again, Brother Christian? Never once was this touched. And I have sat in and talked with you of these chakras, these sensitive areas of the body. And I am not going to deny that they are present and that they have their purpose and their uses and they can be controlled to direct the energies of all different kinds when sitting in stillness and awareness. And I don't want you to think for a moment that I am going to condemn this child. For I know she is a great lover of the Father, and her love for him is boundless. We know this. But even in our enthusiasm, sometimes, we become over-enthusiastic and miss the point. Sometimes, when we are doing something we really love doing, we continue on doing it and suddenly realize we're doing a lot of work unnecessarily because we've enjoyed it doing it so much. But really the essence has been fulfilled. And I will not condemn, neither will I condone the methods which she speaks of. Because they comply with the various pathways of those children who have chosen to walk in that pathway to God. Even if it is a somewhat bewildering pathway, still it is their pathway to God and their privilege to walk it. And partially also is of their karmic pathway that they should walk this path. You understand what I'm saying to you, Sister Valerie?
You're letting us off and saying we don't have to go up that road and make it so difficult, aren't you?
Yours is the choice. Yours is the choice.
But it's not really necessary, is it?
For you, no. For this child, yes. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fine, thank you. She is fulfilling her karmic path. She is obeying a karmic law. You are fulfilling your karmic path, and you are fulfilling karmic law as it is applied to you and to your progression and evolvement. Does this make you content?
Thank you.
Ben, love her and be thankful for the experience because it has taught you this much about yourself. He has taught you to see more clearly the pathway you wish to walk. Do you understand this, Sister Valerie?
Thank you, yes, that's all.
And is this answer for your question?
Thank you, yes.
See. Who else now will talk with Masenno? Remember, you all have a part to play.
We have a few questions here.
Being the me.
Pre-selected. Also, how to acquire better concentration?
Be still and know that God is within you. Is it not so simple? Being me, it's
answer.
I will not play with you, Sister Maria, because I know your question is a very sincere one. But that was a very sincere and simple answer. But I will say, when you wish to concentrate, don't let your thoughts wander across the universe, hither and thither, as you would say, from one planet to another. But concentrate on your God. Think of His love. Create for yourself, within yourself, a vision of Him. And be still. Allow your breathing almost to cease. Take into your vision a tree, because that could be God also, since He created them. Take into this picture in your heart, not in your brain. It's too confused and befuddled with material thought. Take this picture into your heart and see the stillness of a tree. Consider it. It is no different to one of the lilies of the field. It grows not. Neither does it spin. There is no toil, no labor. And yet, continually, is moving, is growing. Bigger and bigger, stronger and stronger, and the branches become more and more, even to the tiniest twigs, and no one can see this, yet He's being, and you think of its great beauty, its great towering strength, reaching upwards in your heavens, as though it was reaching up to God, saying to Him, thank you, God, for all that I am. Thank you for my beauty. Thank you for all that I provide. Thank you for my foliage, for my roots, for the bark which protects me. Thank you for all these things that He's saying. Reaching up to the heights, become me as a tree Sister Maria. Let your thoughts reach up and branch out into the heavens. Let it touch the ether and let each part of you, each fiber of you, say to the Father, thank you, Father, for all that I am, all I have been, and all I am going to be. Thank you for all I have to give. Thank you in humility for all that I receive. Thank you for what I can share. Thank you for my growth. Thank you for my stillness. Thank you for my peace. Thank you for my roots. Thank you for all that protects me. This Sister Maria is a concentration. Concentrated thought, not just drifting off into space, but becoming concentrated energy on all that you are in stillness. You understand this, Sister Maria?
Yes.
Yeah, you contained with what I have said.
So the mental side that you are thanking the Lord for all these things for, that's still active. It's like a working concentration, isn't it? Not a blank concentration.
Tell me, what is the point of blankness? What is the point of having nothing there when God is all around you? There is no growth in emptiness, Sister Maria. There is no growth in blank thought. There is only growth when all that is within you is softly, gently moving in stillness. Stillness and blankness are two different things. And yet, in a sense, they go one with the other. In blankness, all is still. But that is negative in growth when there is a stillness. This is a positive because there is a constant, gentle growth. Reaching up, reaching out, becoming aware of the God Spirit within you. And you can become lost in the branches of this tree, Sister Marie. And you can become still, stiller than still, like a tree where there is no wind, just a soft, gentle breeze touching it, allowing movement, soft, gentle movement, disturbing nothing. All is still, all is at peace. Always at one with God. Easy to make you contained now, Sister Marie.
Yes, I think it was easy to confuse. The discipline of stilling the mind was to chase out all thought. That was the concentration, to still all idle thought. But your way, yes, of directing the thought.
Bear me.
Giving it force.
Sister Marie, when you become capable of making your mind totally blank, no movement, no nothing, everything gone, then you will be well on the way to the Father's heavens. Watch out. In other words, you would be about to depart from this earth plane. It's impossible to do this and live.
That's why I had trouble breathing.
Pardon me. Pardon. Easy truth to say, Sister Maria, you would have a great difficulty in existing.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I love to hear this. I have a laugh. And what of his sister Jacqueline? You are so silent, and you are so perfect in motion in your growth. Have you anything you wish to say to Marcello, Sister Jacqueline? There is no question in your heart.
Yes, there is.
Si.
Yes. I'm just deciding which one.
Under me. Tracy be to Allah. Per la notte, sereno.
There's one here actually.
I am so excited.
I suppose it is slightly in the theme of what we're doing this evening. It's about euthanasia.
Hey.
I'd like to know the spirit's view on euthanasia.
Could you tell Marcello this strange word?
Euthanasia is the word we give to the process of terminating a human being's life when they are what we consider beyond the state of leading a life of any substance.
When you consider that life is no longer worthy to continue.
Well, I haven't put it very well.
Perhaps, possibly, if somebody is suffering
to such an extent where they feel life is no longer worth having on this level and wish to pass on into God's kingdom, then their life is terminated by another. That process we call euthanasia.
I know and understand what you are saying. And I may surprise you now. And I will not condemn it, for it is not my place to condemn. I am too unworthy to condemn. I would have it to search my spirit most thoroughly before I could say this is right or is wrong. But I have those who are closer to me now, who are gently saying to me, this is the responsibility of the spirit, not of the person. You understand what I'm saying? This is the responsibility of one spirit to another, not the responsibility of one person to another. So what we are saying to you, Sister Jacqueline, is when this occurs and you have someone who is so desperately ill and can not possibly survive. It reaches the point when the person no longer wishes to contain this body, and the responsibility of this is removed from the material person. They have nothing more to do with this. The decision and choice is not theirs. You understand what I'm saying to you, Sister Jacqueline? And it comes to the point when then the spirit comes forward. And is the spirit of those ones about to transcend pleading with the spirit of the one who is in a fit and healthy state? It is a decision of the spirit, not the person. Do you understand this, Sister Jacqueline?
Yes, I do.
And so it is wrong for man to stand in judgment over this, for he has no power to judge. Neither has he the wisdom nor the knowledge. If a man is condemned for doing wrong, he is condemned and tried by those who have studied the law and who understand the law as man has written it. It is not so. So how can he condemn someone for obeying the law of the Spirit, the request of the Spirit? when he does not understand the law of the Spirit. He is not schooled or educated in the law of the Spirit other than what he has read in his holy book. Otherwise, who was Christ to judge whether Lazarus should live or die? Who was Christ to judge whether a blind man should receive his sight or remain blind? Who was he to judge whether he should cast out the devils from those who were smitten by them, to remove madness from those who were sane? It was not Christ the man. It was Christ the Spirit. And what you have asked, Marcello, Sister Jacqueline, is a very, very important question, because it is a question which touches on something which is beyond the ability of man to judge. Because we are now dealing with the Spirit and the awareness of the Spirit and the Spirit's ability to decide. We're dealing with that which inspires the Spirit to decide, not which inspires the man. And it is a power of love, ultimate, purified love, untouched by this material world, which decides that moment. And it is the power of God and the love of God which receives that child here into these plains to be blessed, to be released from its illness. Is it not so in some cases when a mama is going to have a bambino? She cannot do this for herself. So someone has to do it for her, to help her, to give this child life. Is this not so? So it is. There are these occasions when someone who is about to transcend cannot make that final transcendence, cannot make that break from the Spirit, from the body to the Spirit. And so they have to be helped. And when this occasion arises, I tell you in all truth, as my teachers are telling me, this is the Spirit talking to the Spirit. This is the will of the Spirit, helped by those administering angels who will transcend this child, because they cannot do it for themselves. Is this make you contained, Sister Jacqueline?
Yes, thank you, Master.
You understand what I have said to you?
Yes, I do.
Is all of you understood what I have said?
Yes, thank you, Master. Yes. Beautiful.
Please, remember, when the Father calls, we are not always willing to come. How many times did your mama or your papa call you in from play when you were children? How many times in your own lifetime now, as a grown-up people, there is somewhere where you would so much love to be, or somewhere you don't want to be, because you are somewhere where you love to be at the moment, and yet you are afraid? You know that you must go. You know you must go and have a tooth pulled out from your head. You know you must go, but you don't want to go. You are afraid that someone will go with you and help you. And he who does this, the apothecary will give you something to take away the pain. Such is this act which you are talking of now. It is not self-destruction, no willful destruction. It's a cry from the Spirit answered by a spirit on the behalf of God, because it is his will. He has a God. A child wants to go, but he's too afraid. So he's helped. Just as one who is lost and is in the darkness has it to be rescued. We have to reach out and convince him. Don't be afraid. Come to us. Follow our light. All is well. Come to us. This is exactly what is being done. But it is bordering on the material and the spiritual. But I tell you, according to my teachers, is a cry from one spirit to another. Help me transcend. I am afraid. Is this the make you contained now?
Yes, thank you, sir.
No man is worthy to judge, for he has not the knowledge to judge. Is any more now wishing to talk with him, son? What of his sister Wayne? You have he been a long time gone, his sister Wayne.
It's lovely to talk to you again, Richard. I don't say I have no questions, but I think you've answered more or less most of them that have come up tonight.
Bill of a million. Brother Christopher, show her your little piece of paper.
I did, Marcella.
Bill of a million. And you could find nothing there? Only me.
I wanted to ask, yes. Sister Valerie's just mentioned a point I did want to ask you. As you say, a spirit must decide when it is the right time to go to the Father. In our time, we have a bit like the reverse of euthanasia. A doctor can seemingly keep someone alive longer, keep their body going longer. Is it possible to stop the spirit from leaving because the body is kept alive? It's difficult to understand.
When this is done, sister Wendy, who is the winner? Who wins eventually? You see, man can turn all his potions and his mixtures and his instruments, however complicated they are. But he cannot deny nor defy the will of God. Sooner or later, the Father wins. Perhaps it means the child has come just a little bit later than it should have done. But there again, there is a point of transcendence which a few on these other planes seem to understand. You see, transcendence is not just a quick and easy way from one plane into the next. It has to follow its stages. It has to be done gently. And man can play about with this human form as long as he wants. But he will not win over the law of God. And still the spirit will go through its stages of transcendence. Whatever he does to the body, he can make the muscles react. He can do all sorts of things with his chemicals to the body, to the flesh, to the sinew and the tissue and the bone. But he cannot do this to the spirit. Will not touch, because there reaches a point when the spirit will transcend from the body and rise above it. Sometimes many days before it eventually leaves the body. And it will hover and move around the body. Waiting, just waiting for the correct and good and perfect time to transcend. And whatever a man does, he does not control the spirit. And the spirit will release itself, whatever happens, when the Father calls.
Thank you.
It is make you contained, Sister Wendy.
No. I understand, but I don't... When does it come to a point where physically you stop trying to keep a body alive? Can you back out of it? You know, if you think that medicine can perhaps keep that person alive a little bit longer, do you have the right to not use it? Or must you try?
This again is entirely the choice of the individual about to transcend. And it will link, it will respond to man's treatment for a while. But ultimately the call of God will prevail. Whatever man does to the body, whatever the spirit may want, it may want it to respond to man's treatment. But the Spirit of God is so much stronger.
In that case, if a doctor was keeping a body alive, the spirit can leave even si. If the body appears still to be functioning.
Si. He is not unknown. For the spirit to leave the body, some 10 or even 20 days before the body expires. Is a little bit like when you play with the hoop and you are wheeling it along the road and you give it one almighty knock and just let it roll on. It will continue. But there is nothing controlling it. And eventually it will just come to a stop and fall down. So it is with the body, not with the spirit, but the body. Is this a mic you contain now?
Yes, thank you.
Sorry, Marcelo, just to continue in the same vein.
See.
What about the poor souls who are kept on life support machines for 4-5 years? Is it conceivable that, in fact, the spirit is gone, but just the shell is ticking over on a machine, but the spirit is long left?
See. Man is just waiting, what do you call it, electricity? He's just wasting this. He's wasting the use of a good machine because the will of God has prevailed.
And yet on a rare occasion, someone will actually come to after, say, 4 years on a life support.
It may be they will respond, but only for a while, never to live any length of time. But you see, man will continue on performing these acts, trying to defy the will of God, because he wants to think that he can do this. But the Father is an all-knowing Father, and he will allow sometimes the spirit to return to the body just to show a spark of life and go again just to prove to the doctor man or the apothecary that he is wrong. He cannot win. And so the spirit will continue on, will rest and be healed, blessed and evolve. This make you contain the system.
I was just thinking, the scientific mind sometimes has a lot to answer for.
Pain to me. He is a pity, that man cannot turn his perfect energies to perfection. The perfection of the spirit and not of his machines. Machines will break down eventually and become warm and go away. But his spirit continues on. And so does the love of God. So also does the power of God. And that is all-powerful. No man will surpass it, nor defy it. Is this make you content now? Is anyone now will ask a question of Marcello before I leave? You are all happy with what I have to say to you?
Yes, sir. Yes,
could I squeeze in one last one?
Sorry?
Is there a new age dawning?
See, Sister Maria, a new age has dawned. It is upon you. But he's just peeping over the mountain tops. Just a little glow. Soon it will lighten the earth. Perhaps not in your lifetime, but it is growing. It's dawning. And a new age will come. And with this new age will come a new need for God, a new understanding of his eternal power and love. And that good shall prevail over evil in all things. It will be so. Is this to make you contain the system?
Very good.
He's an able forum, my brother Augustus Emmanuel, to be with you this time, because he's taking his vestures. And he is at this moment prostrate before his God. And he is performing a service which he loves performing most of all. He, like you, Sister Marie, is praying for this new dawning. He is praying for mankind. He is praying for the evolvement of mankind. He will recognize the love of God is an eternal love. And to come back to those words he requested, he is praying that man will understand that the earth is indeed the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and all that dwelleth therein. So now, let us pray. Let us talk with the Papa. O Lord of peace and love, sanctify these thy children. Praise them and bless them. Hold them and keep them forever in your care. Fill their hearts with your eternal grace. And may the light of thy countenance shine upon them, radiate among them, and create in them the spirit of truth and love, and peace and acceptance of all things of thee. We pray, Papare, for the peace of this earth. We pray for all those lesser creatures, as man would call them. The creatures of the field, the fowls of the air, and the creatures of the seas. Bless them, each and every one, from the greatest to the smallest. For these also, O Lord, are thine children. And bring it into man's understanding that we have in need of these tiny creatures, just as they have in need of us, that we may live together on this earth plane, knowing and understanding, caring for one another's needs. And Marcello asks, O Lord, that you will receive my eternal gratitude and prayer for the privilege of serving you and of your children. And may it be, O Lord, that we can all come together in thy grace. And in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his light to shine upon you from this day forward and even forevermore. In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Go in peace and love, and be still in Him.